Do you remember when you were in grade school? Remember before you went to school? All you could think about was getting to school. Just like, that's it. Or even when you're in your playpen, you're almost trained to think, well, when I get out of the playpen, I get the whole room. Boy, just get me out of this playpen. Then you get out of the playpen, you get the room, and you think, Jesus, I'd like to go into the next room. But they got one of those things across the hall there. So I got to get past that gate that they put there. But boy, when I can get into both rooms, and then maybe I can get into the cupboards and get the pans out, that'll be when I arrive. And then it's like, maybe I can go down into the yard. So the yard becomes the goal. And you get out of the yard, and it's the block. And then you get out of the block, and it's like going around the block. Woo, first time around the block. But, you know, there's a street to cross. It's like, it's always next. You finally get into school. You're in elementary school. Elementary school. And all you can think about is getting out. So because elementary school, what I remember about elementary school is lines. I hated lines and permission. 5 years, you pee whenever you feel like it. All of a sudden, now you gotta ask permission. I don't wanna ask permission to pee anymore. So it's like, let me out of here. And in lines, you're going to geography now and you stand in line. I mean, who the hell in the world goes to anything like this? And the lines don't move. You know, you just stand there waiting. I guess if it moved, it would be a parade, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be a line. Anyway, all you can think about is junior high. So you can get to junior high and you get out of line. So you get to junior high and you find out that this ain't nothing. This is not the place to be, junior high, because they don't treat us like adults at all. We have to take whatever courses they give us, and we have always being told to stop touching each other. Well, we like to touch each other in junior high. And sit up. Quiet. No talking. Boy, my teacher knew that word real well. No talking. I said, no talking. No talking. Everybody talked whenever she said that. But anyway, it was like, so I get out of junior high. That'll be it. When I get to high school, oh, high school is going to be, that's it. Your life is now complete. You get to go to high school. Whew, finally. You get into high school and you realize you're just a little freshman. Nothing. Freshman. Even the word sounds yucky. Freshman? So you just bypass that. You say, well, all right, I'll put up with this because next year I'll be a senior underclassman. Euphemism for a sophomore. So you get, when I get into 10th grade, then I can, and then it's like nothing in the world counts except being an upperclassman, except getting a driver's license, because that's what life is all about when you're 14 and 15, is getting a driver's license. I mean, that's all there is. I told my daughter, I said, maybe next summer we'll go to Finland, then we'll go from there, we'll go to Greece and go on the Greek islands, and then spend a nice time there, we'll learn all about those other coasts. She said, that'd be great, Dad, but my birthday's August 1st, and I get my driver's license, and I know that roads means a lot to you, but, you know, I want to drive. I want to be home. She wants to leave Greece to come home and get her driver's license, because that's all there is, so she can drive around and go nowhere. But it gives you the freedom, you see, so she's thinking about that until you start thinking about dating. Wow, when I can date, boy, that's when my life will get complete. Or finally, it's like when I get out of this high school, Jesus, it'll be so great that I won't have to be told what to do. And I mean, finally, you work for that and you work for it, and you get out of high school and there's no bands. You know, there's a little ceremony, and all of a sudden there's no scholarship to life out there at all. You got to face it. And you get out there and you say, well, maybe my life will start when I go to college. That'll be it. And you go through college and you think, nah, this is not it at all. It's just more of the same. Just studying. You know, I just get to pick what classes I want, but it's the same old stuff. I get out of college. They tell me when you get married, that's when your life really begins. That's when it's great. So I'll get married. That's great. And then you find out that he makes funny noises that he never made before. Got pimples on his back. Can you imagine? Blech. It's just too much. So it's like, all right, marriage may not be it, but they tell me when you have your first kid, boy, I mean, when you have a child, you know, that makes you kind of complete with the universe. So, all right, I'm not much now, all right? I'm not really a person yet. I'm sort of an apprentice person, okay? But when I have that child, then I'll be complete. And then you have a girl. Well, maybe I'll have a real child the next time. Only kidding, only kidding. They say that the divorce is the thing that really makes your life gush. As soon as I get this out of my life over here, and this person who's dragged me down all the time, that'll do it. Or maybe the real problem is, how did I get here anyway? My great-great-grandparents landed here, and I'm still here. What the hell am I doing here? Ah, that's it. I'll go to Houston. By the time I get to Houston, then I'll be. And it's this endless kind of thing, and maybe when I get a new job, that'll be it. Nah, they tell me when you get the promotion, boy, that's the thing that really makes your life start. What I've heard really is that when you retire, as soon as you retire, that's when life really gets going. And then you retire, and you hear people retire talking about the good old days. They never had one in their whole life. Because they're always postponing it. There's always this aversion to now. And now, it's like everything you do in your life, you do in this moment. Jackson Brown has a song. And in one of the lines of his songs, he said, "No matter where I go, I can't help thinking I'm just a day away from where I want to be. Just a day away from where I want to be." There aren't many people who understand that this is, that Carly Simon said, these are the good old days. These are the good old days. And getting into them and enjoying them and being able to be there. A person who's always goal setting, always thinking about the future, always consumed with what it's going to be like then, when they get to this point, they just simply set another one. And they're always a world of strivers, never arriving. They're doomed to eternal frustration rather than an appreciation of anything. You see, everything you do in this moment, everything you do in this moment, you feel guilty. Why would you feel guilty in a moment? Because you can use up this moment. The guilt can only take place now, like everything. So you use up this moment thinking about things that have already happened in the past, over which you have absolutely no control, and that's how you use up this moment. Guilt doesn't, you'll hear psychiatrists talking about, it's living in the past. It's not living in the past. No one can live in the past. You can only live now, think using up now, by reminiscing about the past, or feeling bad about the past, or worry. People say, I worry because I live in the future. You're not living in the future. You're just taking up this moment, being consumed with something that's going to happen in the future, over which you have no control. And it's such a sensible thing to do, is to get rid of that.